Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. We have officially entered the era of physical AI. This is artificial intelligence that understands, interacts with, and manipulates our surroundings. The enabler of this new real-world autonomy is a concept borrowed from large language models known as in-context learning. To understand this breakthrough, it's useful to look at how robots used to learn. Traditionally, if you wanted a robot to learn a new task, like folding a shirt or sorting a new type of inventory, you had to rely on reinforcement learning. You'd have to run millions of digital simulations, train a model for weeks, and hard code the exact parameters into the machine. In-context learning flips that approach on its head. It's similar to what happens when you give a chat model a few examples of how you'd like an essay written. It mimics the style without the need to change the code. Today's cutting-edge robots are being built with foundational vision language action models. And because of in-context learning, these robots can now watch a human perform a task just once or twice via a camera, or take a few quick data points from their immediate surroundings and adapt instantly. They don't need to go back for a long retraining cycle. They figure it out right there and then, in context. So we are now at the precipice of moving away from pre-programmed automation and stepping into genuine physical autonomy. Now let's turn to the investment perspective. We believe the adage that during a gold rush, don't dig for golds, sell the shovels, is a good starting point for investment opportunities. Physical AI requires a new hardware stack. These advanced robots need highly specialized physical bodies to execute what they're learning. And there are three critical layers of the supply chain. First, actuators and precision gears. Humanoid robots require dozens of actuators, which are complex combinations of electric motors, controllers, and gearboxes. Specifically, you want to look at companies manufacturing harmonic drive gears and cycloidal reducers. These are highly specialized companies that allow a robot to move its fingers with millimeter precision or balance its weight on an uneven floor. The manufacturing capacity is heavily concentrated in just a few specialized firms worldwide. Second, consider the sensor and perception layer. For in-context learning to work, a robot needs pristine, real-time data about its environment. This means the market for advanced LiDAR, time-of-flight cameras, and tactile sensors is expanding rapidly. Tactile sensing is particularly interesting. For a robot to pick up a fragile egg or a heavy iron wrench without breaking them or dropping them, it needs a type of skin that can measure pressure and friction instantly. The companies developing electronic skin and high-frequency optical sensors are well-positioned for this opportunity. Finally, we have edge computing and power infrastructure. Running vision language action models locally on a moving robot requires computational power with minimal energy. This drives demand for specialized edge AI hardware designed specifically for robotics. On top of that, these machines need to operate for long shifts, requiring advanced solid-state batteries and ultra-efficient power management. So to conclude, physical AI is here and is going to unlock economic value across logistics, manufacturing, and healthcare. In-context learning has given machines the agility to learn on the job. As investors, we believe that companies making the gears that move the humanoid robots, the sensors that let them see, and the chips that let them think will become more valuable over time. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.